Hi, it's Deegan.
Hi, Deegan. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. I know you wanted to talk about maybe putting the Google Ads back on.
I did. And you know what? I am still driving home. It ended up being a longer day than I wanted it to be.
Oh, good. But, okay. Yeah, I thought I was behind schedule, so I was worried that you were waiting because I think I said, you know, I would call like closer to 5. And it's not
yeah,
like,
no, you're all good. You're
okay,
all good.
Okay, good.
Yes. We can at least go over numbers right now, right?
Well, that's what I wanted to tell you. I looked into Google Guaranteed, and I think that would be phenomenal for you, but it's not available yet for your industry. So I don't even want to talk about that. And that's the one that you would really have to be in front of a laptop for anyway, right?
But when will that be available?
We don't know. They rolled it out in May of last year, and they're only doing it for certain categories. So they're doing it for, you know, yeah. So I looked if leak detection was available, and it's not. So, you know, sometimes there's like subcategories where someone's like, hey, I'll be in the plumbing category, even though I do leak detection. But for you, since you do water and gas, it would probably be better just to wait until they actually offer it for leak detection. You know what I mean? So, but with the package that you had for $249 monthly, that included $100 worth of Facebook ads. Now, you told me those weren't working, so I took those off, which means that now your package is back at $149. With the Google ads, the minimum requirement is $300 monthly. So if you put those on, it would be $449 monthly. But 300 of that goes to Google to run the ads. Now, have you tried the pay-per-click ads before?
You know what? This is probably crazy, but I went on ChatGPT and I put on there like, hey, make me a Google ad. And it made me one, so I copied and pasted pretty much.
Okay.
And I am getting a ton of leads from it.
Oh, so you're doing your own Google ads.
Yeah, I really don't know how to do it. Like I said, ChatGPT did it.
Yeah.
But the thing that bothers me the most is I paid this, and you guys have been amazing. I paid this other company, like, I was paying them like $2,200 a month. Sorry, I'm eating while I'm driving.
Oh, no, that's okay. Yeah.
I paid them $2,200 for Google Ads, and I think I only got like $800 worth of work from it.
Oh, and now you're doing the copy and paste, and it's working better. That's funny.
Exactly.
That's
copying and pasting now, and I think I'm paying like $500 a month.
Mm-hmm.
And this month, we've already done, I think, $8,500 of work just from Google, so.
Okay, so that's why it's working for you, because you bumped up the budget to $500. So let's say that you gave us $300 to run ads. The good thing is we're not going to copy and paste it. We're going to put call to actions. We're going to make people see it. You know, it's going to have a tagline, a link to your site so it stands out. So, you know, we're going to do a lot more than a copy and paste. But what we do is we set somewhere around a $9 a day budget. And then let's say the pay-per-click rate is a dollar and you have a $9 a day budget. What would happen is each morning your ads would go up in all the designated areas, and that's free. You don't have to, you know, pay anything for it. But once the people start clicking on it and you exceed your budget, then you would rotate off and someone else rotates on, right? So if you have, you know, a $500 budget that you're doing already, then you have a $15 a day budget. So you just have more real estate on the first page. So so you could, you know, rather than paying the $500 to Google yourself, you know, start allocating it towards this program and have us do it and see if the, you know, traction goes up. Or you could start out more conservatively and keep your ads going yourself and have us run that batch of $300 on the side and see what it gets for you also, you know. Do you use our call tracking number when people call it, or do you use a different number?
That's a good question. I believe I'm using the call tracking number.
Okay, yeah, because I was going to say that's a good way for you to distinguish it in case you wanted to see, like, hey, where is more of my revenue coming in from? You could double check, you know, maybe put your alternate line on the other ads and keep the call tracking number on the one we run, and that way you'll know indefinitely which calls are coming in through the new campaign, you know?
Okay. So, and I'll also have access to, like, the analytics and stuff, too, right?
Yes, absolutely. There's a separate section on our dashboard for Google Ads. So, you know, right now we're not tracking that for you because we're not doing Google Ads, but you'll be able to see once we start running them, you know, what you're going to see how many impressions you're getting, which is meaning how many people are finding you on the first page, and then you'll see the second step they took to call you, which is an action or to contact, I should say, whether it's a click to your site or a click to call you. Then there's a detailed report of which keywords they're, you know, finding you under, and then also which zip codes they're coming from and which areas. So question, though, have you ever used Yelp?
I have. And I got really mad at them because it felt like they were a blackmail site. I know they give a lot of work, but I got, like, I think 10 Google reviews, or no, I'm over-exaggerating, of course, like 4. And Yelp ended up taking them off because the people were, they said they were fake accounts because they only posted one review every 2 years or something.
Oh, no.
And then as soon as I started paying them, they put them all back up. So I was like, okay, I see how it is. Like, when you guys get a buck, you're going to show them, but if I don't give you money, you're not going to.
That's extortion. Yeah, you know, we used to include Yelp as a directory with our service, but a lot of people wanted to opt out of it just because of what you said. I had a meeting with a Yelp partnership program that we're rolling out yesterday, and it seems like they've revamped things and they've gotten very good. The only thing is if you've used them in the past, they're going to want to, you know, if you do the partnership program through us, they're going to want to increase your budget, which I don't necessarily want to talk you into doing that since you already had a bad experience. So I think we'll just table that idea, you know, and I'll just put it.
And they don't offer leak detection services. They only do plumbing, so.
Oh, same thing like the Google Guaranteed. Yeah, they shouldn't have sold it to you in the first place. Yeah, that's not good.
Yep.
Okay, well then what I'm going to do is just put a note in here that we discussed the Google Ads, and are you thinking that you'd like to, you know, maybe bundle it with the Google Ads for the next payment coming up on the 21st, or just keep it at the 149?
Yeah, so what is the 149? What am I paying for with the 149?
So what that is it includes your first page placement on the Google Maps. So that's very local to your Santa Clarita address and some of the surrounding areas. And then it includes some of the popular directories, the mobile optimization, making sure that United Leak Detection comes up from the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, and the voice-activated devices such as Alexa. And then it also includes the call tracking number and then the tracking feature on our dashboard where you can go in and view results. So that 149 is all inclusive of it. The benefit to the ads is twofold. Number one, you can market in a new area very quickly if you wanted to. So let's say that there's a Beverly Hills type area, but it's 30 minutes away and maybe you're not getting that type of exposure on the map. You can absolutely put those ads up on Google and you could, you know, target wherever you want without having an address. Second benefit is they get up and running very quickly. So I don't know if you remember, but when you first start working with us, it takes, you know, 45 to 60 days to start ranking on the first page. It's a process. It takes hundreds and hundreds of hours of programming. But with the Google ads, it's very simple. We say under 2 weeks, but we've had them up there before in 3 days on a special request. So people like that too. Yeah, so, you know, those couple of benefits of doing the Google Ads bundled with this program, you'll get even better results for sure.
Yeah, you know what? I think it's a good idea. The biggest thing right now is, when does my billing cycle go through?
It's not due until the 21st, which is what, I think that's Saturday.
Saturday, okay. Could we, just because I like to take my Decembers nice and chill, and I already have so much work, I'm hiring a guy in January.
Okay.
And I'll be able to take on more work. Could we start the Google Ads January 21st?
Of course. Yep,
just because I really can't take on much more work this month.
Okay. So I will put a note in here to circle back and add that feature in January. And then what I'll do is when it gets closer to January 21st, I'll reach out to you or I'll have one of the technicians reach out to you just to kind of nail down where you want the ads to be running, you know, and which keywords. You know, we're probably going to keep the same keywords that we have for you on the local maps, but they'll just kind of review that with you and go, hey, you know, Deegan, these are the keywords that we're using now. Is there anything you want to add to it? And then also which areas that you'd like to run. Now, what I recommend with a $300 budget is pick 5 to 7 solid areas, because sometimes people tell me, oh, can I have a 100-mile radius, or can I have the entire county or a northeastern region of my state? And the answer to that is yes, you can go anywhere you want if money is no object, right? But I always tell people, you know, if you're doing 300 and you pick like an entire county or 100-mile radius, what happens is those ads go up in the morning and then, you know, they get rotated off very quickly because they're in too big of a service area. They get clicked on a lot faster. So it's better than, you know, having to, you know, then you might be also getting clicks from undesirable neighborhoods and stuff that you don't want to go into. Maybe, you know, they're not as lucrative for you. So you're like, well, gosh, I don't want to spend my money there. So start thinking about that too. You know, I don't know how you're running them with your copy and paste ad, but maybe we could start out duplicating those areas just so that you can see, you know, how much better this one would perform, you know?
And that's what I was going to say. So my copy and paste ad, I did like go in there and mess around with it a little bit. I'm kind of tech savvy. I like to mess with it and see. I'm a numbers guy.
Yeah.
So I did swap cities and I took cities off and I did notice increases. And I think right now, I don't know if you're familiar with like LA area, but I got like Santa Clarita, Simi Valley, and a couple places around it.
Nice.
They're all highlighted. And they're doing a lot better than when I had all of LA County highlighted.
Exactly. So you've already learned that, but you kind of had to learn through trial and error, huh?
You know what? I learned the hard way because I have my thing set to way too high of a daily limit.
Yep.
And it first started the company about a year ago, and they ran me to the ringer for all my money. I think it was like $2,200
and
a month, or $23. That was what I tried on my own, and then I went to the marketing company. They charged me $22. And then they ran me through the ringer, so I was like, you know what, screw it. I'm just going to try ChatGPT, and it worked. Well, I'm saying it worked. There's inefficiencies with it that you guys can probably make more efficient, I'm sure of it.
Yeah,
so
that's why people like doing it with us, because we can see, you know, which keywords are bringing the most revenue and what the pay-per-click rate is, and put you into the ones that are more affordable. You know, there was a guy once that was doing it on his own, and he had some keyword, I forgot what industry was in, but he was paying like $56 for one click. And when we looked up at the analytics of that keyword, it wasn't really getting much action. So, you know, we said, why wouldn't you go for this other keyword that's only $3 a click, but it's getting a lot of activity, you know? And so we saved him so much money from him doing it himself because, you know, we have access to all of that, you know?
Exactly. So it's a big time saver because like, I'm trying to grow my business. I got other stuff I want to handle. So if you guys take care of the advertising part, I don't have to sit there and second guess everything and do it on my own. It would just save me a ton of money and a ton of time and money. So
yeah, so some food for thought that I want to give you. I don't think someone like you would even, you know, be worried about this because it sounds like you spend a lot of money in marketing. But I just wanted to make you aware that anything you spend before the end of the year becomes a write-off for 2025. And so sometimes people that get started in January, they tell me, why didn't you tell me that, Tina? Because now I have to wait till 2026, you know, and it's only an extra $300. I don't think it's going to make or break your taxes. But if you want it to be strategic and, you know, run that on December 31st, and then we could have the technicians implement it a few weeks later so that when it gets to the 21st, you're already starting to have the ads run. And then we wouldn't run the next batch until the February 21st, and they would be combined with the local. So, you know, on January 21st, you'd still pay the $149 because you had just paid the $300 on December 31st if you went that route. Right? So that's just some food for thought.
I just bought 2 new trucks to the company, so.
Oh, wow. How exciting. So you got some nice write-offs, don't you? That's what I could tell in talking to you. I'm like, he's not going to care. You know, I've had one person that was mad at me. Why didn't you tell me? You should have told me. Well, I don't know. I'm not a CPA. I just wanted to let people.
No, you know what? There's a lot of people, and I just recently learned it, so there's a lot of people that don't understand that part of it. So.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I think taxed out. I think the tax man's going to be mad at me this year.
Yeah, well, that's good. You have to find something to write off. You know, one guy that worked here, he broke away and he opened his own company, and I think he's selling a lot of vape supplies, but it took off and it's going public in a couple of years. But he, at the end of the year, ended up buying like this Maserati SUV car. And I'm like, oh my gosh,
good,
that's so expensive. But like you said, it's a write-off. So he had to find some way to, you know, he says he uses it for the business and then he saves money that way. So yeah, go figure.
Exactly.
Okay. Well, I will be in contact with you then closer to January 21st. And in the meantime, have a really
good one. More question.
Yes.
So, I'm already running the Google Ads on the Google Ad page.
Mm-hmm.
Are you guys going to sign into that Google Ad page that I have and view the ads that I'm running?
You know what? I'm not sure. No one's ever asked me that. So let me find out from that department.
I think it would help save time. Yeah, it helps save time where you guys don't have to call me and say, hey, what cities do you want to advertise in? You could just, like, get little information. Like, hey, he's advertising in these cities. That's what he wants. Let's do these cities, sir.
It seems to me like that would be the process because that's how it is with everything else. If someone comes on board, they have Facebook, we have them add us. If they have a Google business page, we have them add us. So that seems like it would be the process. I just don't want to say that it is without finding out. So let me confirm that. And when I call you back to set it up, I'll have some more details on it for you, okay?
Awesome. Sounds good.
All right. Perfect. Okay. Well, I enjoyed talking to you. Have a great rest of your evening, too.
You as well. Happy holidays.
Thank you. You too. Happy holidays. Bye.